Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Yud Gimel. Continuing with the mitzvahs related to Karban Pesach, this mitzvah and the next mitzvah are similar, but they get to talk about two different types of people. The mitzvah today, mitzvah Yud Gimel, Shelo Na'achil Min HaPesach Li Yisrael Mishumad. One is not allowed to give from the Karban Pesach to a Jew non-believer. We'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, the next mitzvah on Sunday, you're not allowed to give Pesach to a Ger Toshav. What's a Ger Toshav? That we'll have to talk about Be'ezrat Hashem on Sunday. But today's mitzvah, Yud Gimel, one is not allowed to give the Karban Pesach to a Mishumad. Who is a Mishumad? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo Na'achil Min HaPesach LiYisrael Mishumad. One is not allowed to give from the Karban Pesach to Yisrael Mishumad, a Jew who does not believe in God. A Jew who believes in Avodah Zarah. That is for sure the most basic level of Mishumad. Somebody who threw away his beliefs in Judaism and does not believe. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kol ben Nechar lo yochal bo. The Pasuk says, any ben Nechar, son who became strange, Nechar. So, Chazal Darshan, that means someone who nisnakru maisav la'aviv shabbat shamayim. Somebody whose actions he's acting strange to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's acting distant. Though, he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. The Isser is, for us, we are not allowed to feed that piece of the Karban Pesach to him. The Kesef Mishnah already points out that in the Torah, the formulation of the Pasuk has nothing to do with feeding. It says, "Kol ben Nechar lo yochal bo." Eat it. You can't eat it. So where did Chazal get that you're not allowed to feed it? Maybe the issue is just on him. What do you mean feeding it? So the Kesef Mishnah on the Rabbah, Menuchas Karban Pesach, points this out. That Chazal have a misora that kol ben Nechar lo yochal, don't eat, really means don't feed it. Why? Where do they get that from? Says the Kesef Mishnah. Mashma l'Rabbeinu, he's commenting on the Rambam, who quoted this idea that it's usher to feed it. Dalala dehumaser degoyim lo chayshi l'may demazir v'gam l'mumarim. What does the mumar care that he has an avera? How can it be an avera to him, says the Kesef Mishnah? He doesn't care. The Torah is talking to the people who believe in the Torah. So therefore, it must be l'Yisrael mazir shelo ya'achilum. It must be that lo yochal could also be read lo ya'achil, to feed. And therefore, Chazal understand the Pasuk, and the Rishonim codify it, that one is not allowed to give a piece of Karban Pesach, the Isser is the feeding it to them. The Rambam, by the way, quotes this both by Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Also to give a little piece of the Karban Pesach to a Mishumad La'avodah Zarah. So we'll get back to a later point of the Kesef Mishnah in a little bit. But that is the Kesef Mishnah. The Minchas Chinuch in Oz Gimel, looking ahead a little bit, says, okay, that's fine, that is usher to feed it, but what about if a mumar eats it? What if a mumar lahachis? I know there's an issur for you to, I'm going to eat a piece. Does he get an avera? Nobody quotes it. Nobody quotes an issur for the mumar to eat a piece of Karban Pesach. But the issur is only to feed it to him, but it's not to eat. The Minchas Chinuch just doesn't answer the question. He says, Sorachian. Sorachian, but the Milo Neima, the Murat Muzaral Zeh. What do you mean? The Kesef Mishnah says, oh, he doesn't listen? So he doesn't listen to half the Torah. It's still obligatory. He doesn't keep Shabbos. But the Torah still tells him, keep Shabbos. He doesn't do all the mitzvahs. He doesn't do 365 or the Los Asays. Well, of course the Los Asays are talking to him too. He's just not listening. Hopefully one day he'll come back. But says the Minchas Chinuch, Tzarech Ian in Oz Gimel, after Eno Tzayis, even though he doesn't listen, Mikomako Muzra Kol HaTorah. He's still commanded in the entire Torah. Ve'ech Yom HaRambam Dover Chadosh Shelo Nimsa Be'ez HaMakom. If it's really true what it seems, it's very strange, says the Minchas Chinuch. He doesn't get an aver for eating it, but we get an aver for feeding it to him. Okay, but that's what it seems like from the Moni HaMitzvahs. Vein Darko B'Kach. He says, I'll tell you a nafkamina, why it's important for him to know. What if he does tshuva? Well, nafkamina ladino, l'acha sha'asa tshuva. If he ate from the Karban Pesach and he got hasra from the Karban Pesach, is he going to get malchus? Is he going to get malchus? Let's see, he comes back and Bezin has control. So how do you know? Midol on the chayav ha'machil, afuki mipashit akra. The Gemara says in Yevamos that there's only one exception to the rule, of the rule of Ein HaMikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto. You always interpret the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk. Okay, we can learn messages from the Drash. But there's never an exception to the rule that you don't darshan to the Pshat, you only darshan the Drash. And what's that? The Pasuk says in Kiseitzeh, V'haya ha-Bachor asher teileid yakam ashim achiv ha-meis. The Bachor, that by Yibum, if somebody doesn't have a man dies and he has no children, so then the Bechor Asher Teleid, his brother has to do Yibum or Chalitza to the deceased's wife, and the Bechor will take the place of the Alshem Achiv Hames. So really, Bechor in the Pasuk is referring to the, we learn out that the oldest brother does Yibum. But the oldest brother, the pashas of the pasuk is that, no, it's the firstborn son will take the place of the father. Okay, that's one exception to the rule, but that's it. There's no other exception. So the Minchas Chinuch says, why is this an exception? The Pashup Shah says, Kol ben Nechal yochal bo. So ach vada, it must be Matzah HaRambam Din Zeh Be'ezah Makov, Anachnu Lo Neida. It must be there's a source out there. Must be there's a source in the Medrash, a source in Yerushalmi somewhere. But says the Minchas Chinuch, if it's just based on Svara, I can't believe it. I can't believe that it's based on Svara, like the Kesef Mishnah says. Okay, but that is point number one. But we know the mitzvah, the Aveira is to not feed from the Karei Pesach to a Yisrael Meshumad. Continuing, Uba Pirish Alav, Ben Yisrael, Shenichnasru Masa, Laviv Shabbat Shemayim, V'chein, Tirgim Unkelis. And Unkelis also says this on the Pasuk. We have this discussion. The status of a Mumar comes up in many, many halachos throughout the Shulchan Aruch. For example, Yayin Nesach. We discussed in Daf Yomi, those who did Daf Yomi a few weeks ago. If a Yisrael Mumar touches my wine, does it become Stam Yenim? Does it become Yayin Nesach? That's Usser. We know there are three levels when it comes to Yayin Nesach. There's real Yayin Nesach, wine that a non-Jew used to pour to his Avodah Zarah. There's what's called Stam Yenim, wine that's owned by a non-Jew. That has the status automatically of Yayin Nesach. And then the third level, which comes up very Lamaisa, if a non-Jew touches the wine of a Jew and moves it directly, then that wine is Usser. That's the third. That's Halakha Lamaisa Bizman Hazeh today, if it's not Mavusha wine. So the question is, what about a Yisrael Mumar? Right? If he touches the wine, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's also Yayin Nesach. It's also Yayin Nesach. If a Yisrael Mumar touches the wine, it's also Yayin Nesach. Huge discussion, what about Bizman Hazeh? Does a Yisrael Mumar Bizman Hazeh have that status? The Shulchan Aruch quotes it, but the big discussion is what about Bizman Hazeh, when most of the Mumars out there didn't Lahachas throw it away, they're what's called Tinuk Shenishbas. They never knew. It's a well-known Chazonish, I'll mention it now. The Chazonish writes in Hilchas Shechita, it's a much-quoted Chazonish. The Chazonish is in Hilchas Shechita, Siman Beis, in the context of Halachas, if somebody falls into a pit, do you have to save them, do you not have to save them, says the Chazonish, V'nireh. Veneer, it appears to me. Veneer means that he's saying this based on his own halachic intuition, but not because he has a source for this. Veneer, says the Chazon Ish, De'ein din moridin ala bizman shehashgachaso yisbara galuya. The halacha moridin v'lamalin only applies when Hashem's hashgacha is apparent and open and everybody realizes God is out there. Kamo bizman shehayu nisim mitzuyin u'mishamish baskol. The times of the Gemara. One of the Tanaim got upset and says, the heaven's going to prove me right. So baskol comes out and says, you're right. Okay, we're not on that level, Bizman Hazeh. V'tzadiki ha'dor tachas hashgacha pratis aniris le'en kol. And the tzadikim have special hashgacha. V'yakofrim oz, hu benelizus miuchedes. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu siyata d'shmaya, if there's miracles going on, there are 10 miracles every day in the Beis HaMikdash. You see the fire go straight up. It's pouring rain and the fire doesn't go out. And then you reject God? So that's an apikaris. That's a mumar. If it's clear that one should believe in God, says the Chazon Ish. So then, wonderful, that's wonderful, that's called a mumar. Va'az hayabir risham gidro shel olam shakol yedu ki adachas hadar may be peronis la'olam mechulu. Avo bizman ha'helam, but nowadays, says the Chazon Ish, shenich risa ha'emuna min dalas ha'am, when there's so much lack of emuna in the world, ain't b'maisa rada geder apirza. If you try to distance the mumars regarding many halachas, you're just going to drive him further away from Yahadus. Elohu safas apirza, sheyeh b'neim k'maisa ashchasa v'almos chas v'shalom. And therefore, v'kivan shekol atzmino l'sakein, the whole point of the halacha of having these separations is to bring more godliness into the world, to drive somebody who doesn't believe away, and therefore maybe he'll come back. So, eina dinoig b'shah she'ein bo tikun. If the ultimate purpose is going to be the opposite, so therefore, we don't say that halacha applies. V'aleinu lahachziram ba'avosos ha'ava. It is incumbent upon us to bring him back with ropes of love. Ulahamidam bekerenor b'mashi be'edeno. This is the Chazon Ish. We mentioned in the past in other contexts the amazing shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman. The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch that if I know somebody is not going to wash, I'm not allowed to give them bread. That's what the Rama writes. I know he's not going to wash his yilas yadayim. I'm not allowed to give him bread. It's lifnei iver. Says of Shlomo Zalman, Bizman Hazeh, writes in Mincha Shlomo, Bizman Hazeh, just the opposite. If I don't give them bread, it's Lifnei Iver. You have to give them the bread. Because if I don't give them the bread, I'm going to drive them further away. They're going to think that religion and halach and Torah is, they're going to be driven further. So just the opposite. Even though Lifnei Iver maybe 500 years ago, in the Ramah's time, not giving him the bread will bring him closer, hopefully. He'll feel an outsider and he'll come back. Nowadays, just the opposite. So the Chazon Ish, Rav Shlomo Zalman, in their own context, say that regarding certain halachos, one has to realize whether the status of Mumar applies, Bizman Hazeh, or not. And finally, just to end this section with the Avnei Nezer says in a tshuva, Avnei Nezer from 100 plus years ago, she'ela, his shaila is, if I buy a kli from a Yisrael mumar, do I have to tovel it? The halacha is, if you buy a kli from a guy, you have to tovel the kli. Nothing to do with being treif or not. It has to do with adding kedusha. Just like a ger goes to the mikvah when he becomes Jewish, if a guy makes a kli and I buy it, I have to tovel it, if it's metal, if it's glass. So, the Avnei Nezer says, how do we treat a mumar? If a mumar has a factory and he makes kalim, he makes silverware, I buy the silver, do I have to tovel it? So, says the Avnei Nezer, tshuva. This is in Yoredeya Simin Kuftes. The Avnei Nezer says, "Hinei Mumar Kaimalon Diishbo Shnei Adidim Dido." The Mumar is halachically a schizophrenic, not really, but halachically, because we are machmir basically across the board. Dino ki Yisrael. On the one hand, he's like a Jew in terms of marriage and divorce. Rachmano Itzlan. If somebody is married and then their husband goes away and he's a Mumar and he's off, we don't say, "Oh, he's a guy. The marriage dissolves by itself." No. He's a Jew, he has to give a get. Then we have to find him and try to get him to give a get. The Kaddish Bas Yisrael, Kiddush of Kiddushin. V'chein v'kam advarim, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, afal pishachata Yisraelu. But, on the other hand, sometimes we treat him other ways. Kalo shol davar, says the Avnei Nezer, darin oso l'chol advarim l'hachmir. V'lo mitam safek, elashehu goy, machmas maisav. V'Yisrael mitol daso. He's a goy based on his actions, and he's a Jew based on his blood. So he has this dual personality in halacha. Al kein yesh lo chumrei zeh vazeh. And therefore, I said to the Avnei Nezer, I would tovel kalim that you buy from a mumar, because you have to be machmir. You have to be machmir in this context. Okay, that's the Avnei Nezer, but this status comes up in many different halachos. There is one final interesting halacha that is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Geirim. Hilchas Geirim in Yaredeya. The Ramah quotes, according to Nebuki Yosef, Yisrael Mumar Sha'asa Tshuva Ain't Sarech Litbol. Somebody's a Mumar, an Apikaris, who comes back to the fold, he doesn't need to feel like a ger. Make her a din. Rak Midi Rabbanan Yishlo Litbol Vul Kabbalah Divrei Chaveris Bifnei Gimel. It's a nice thing to do, but you don't need it. He's a Jew. He's born Jewish, you're a Jew, no matter what you try to do. Even if you're an Apikaris. But the Shulchan Aruch says, in Yeredeya, Reish Samaches, the end of Reish Samaches, that he's a Jew. Right, like the Avnei Nezer said, by blood he's a Jew, by action he's a guy. So he's a dual and complex personality in halacha. Okay, so this specific issur though is one is not allowed to give from the Karban Pesach to a Yisrael Meshumad. Misharshi Mitzvah Zu continues the Chinuch. What is the root of this mitzvah? Mashakasa b'shchitaso, as we mentioned, related to all the mitzvahs related to Karban Pesach. Lezecher Nisei Mitzrayim, to remember the miracles. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to take the God of the Mitzrayim and to shecht it, to show them who's really the boss, capital B, in the world. V'yalkein ro'oi shelo yochalo bo mishumud. So it is only appropriate if this carbon symbolizes our avdus, our becoming a nation, it's only fair and only makes sense that person who doesn't believe shouldn't be able to take part. This is a special carbon about the relationship between us and God. If somebody doesn't believe in that relationship, then we have to make sure that they don't take place. He doesn't quote it, but it's similar to the idea that a guy can't keep Shabbos. Shabbos is a special relationship between B'nai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A guy can't impinge on that. You want to become a Jew, you become a Jew. But you want to start believing, believe. But up until that time, you can't. At that time, we came under the wings of God. Therefore, it's not appropriate that we feed it to him. Someone doesn't believe in it, so therefore, it is inappropriate for us to feed it to him. But again, this is somebody who leaves, Rachman al-Islan, has become, so to speak, he's a kofer ben muni, he cannot take part in certain mitzvahs. I could have mentioned it before, I'll mention it now again, but this state that a person is in when they leave, it's so, like the Chinuch emphasized, it's so different. He puts himself in a different category of halacha. The Taz writes, the first page of the Taz in Yaradeya, in Ilchus Kriya, he quotes Rabbeinu Gershom. It's a well-known story in Ilchus Avelos, Rabbeinu Gershom, when his son, Rabbeinu Gershom Ma'or HaGoa, right, Rashi's Rebbe's, Rabbeim's Rebbe. So, right, today's daf. Rashi's only time Rashi's father was quoted. Rashi quotes his father. Today's daf. Avodah Zarah daf Ayin Hey. But anyway, so Rashi's Rebbe's Rebbe, Rabbeim's Rebbe, Rabbeinu Gershom, he sat shiva for his son when his son became a mumar. That's what it says. There are different gersos. Is it when his son died, he sat shiva, and he sat double shiva, 14 days? Or is right when he became a mumar? he sat. That's not clear. Different versions of the Rabbeinu Gershom. The one that Taz has, Rabbeinu Gershom Yashav Abanosha Hemir Vames Yud Dalad Yom Kavachom Lashkid. He sat Shiva 14 days when his son died after he became a Mumar. If you look in the original source in the Hagos Hashri, then the Moikaten doesn't quote the word Umes. Just 14 days just on the fact that he became a Meshumet. But you see what it means to be someone who doesn't believe Rachman al-Islam. Okay, continuing. The Chinuch ends off this paragraph. And related to this, it says in the Gemara, Lifamim, sometimes, Svarahu. It's a Svara. Klomar vein sorach raya acheres. This is a Svara. Doesn't need any other rayas. What is he saying? Basically, you could have figured out this mitzvah by yourself. Right, Svar is on the level of Daraisa. There are two places in Shas where the Gemara quotes a pasuk for the basis of a din, and the Gemara says, "What do you need a pasuk for?" It's a svara. So the Gemara goes on and says, "Okay, you're right. It's a svara. We'll use the pasuk for something else." The Gemara quotes this in Baba Kama regarding the din Hamosi Mechaveir Alav Araya. If you want to take money from me, you have to prove it. The burden of the proof is upon the one that's being motzi the money. And the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Chaf Beis, where the Gemara says, "Pesha Aser Hu Pesha Hitir." If you cause the problems with your mouth, if a woman comes to a city and says, "Hi, I'm divorced. I'm on the market," so she's believed. If we know she's married, then she's got to prove that she's divorced. But she comes, we would have thought she was single. She comes and says, "I was married, but I was divorced." That's called Pesha Aso Pesha Hitir. So Gemara says, that's a Svara, you don't need a Pasuk for that. So you're right, okay, it's a Svara, we'll use the Pasuk for something else. So you see from those two examples, Baba Kama and Ksubis, that Svara is on the level of Daraisa. This is even so far, and we'll continue the mitzvah in a second, the Svara beyond the level of Daraisa is a question that bothered the Pnei Yehoshua. The first daf in the sixth parak in Brachas, many of you learned it here last year, and this year, the Gemara says, what's the source for making Brachas? Making Brachas on Anin, before we eat, before we drink, before we smell. What's the source? So the maskana of the Gemara is Svarahu. It's a Svara. Why? Asur lehenos ben olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He put all of these foods and sweet-smelling items in the world, so it makes sense. Kadosh Baruch Hu owns it, you gotta ask permission. Asur lehenos ben olam hazeh b'lo bracha, it's a Svara. That's what the Gemara says. Ask the Pnei Yehoshua on that Gemara in the sixth parak in Brachas. If it's true that it's a Svara, and we know from the other two places in Shas, and you could add in, and from the Sefer HaChinuch, that Svara is on the level of Daraisa, so why is it that all Mefarshim hold that making Brachas is a Mitzvah Darabanan? You should say it's a Mitzvah Daraisa. If you say Svara is on the level of Daraisa, so then making Brachas should be a Daraisa. That's the Minchas Chinuch's Baam Kasha. Right, the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachas. And he says, even if it's Daraisa, I could fit in Slavic Brachas Lahakel. You could say, Kahai Gavna. You can work it out. But that's his Kasha. If it's Sarach Ian, he doesn't answer it. He says, if I wouldn't be scared, that's what I would hold. I think Brachas are Daraisa. Right? So I don't know why you would be able to say that it's Darabanan. Why does everybody assume it's Darabanan? It should be Daraisa. Because it's on the level of Svara is on the level of Daraisa. It's a beautiful answer given to that question by the Minchas Asher. Asher Weitz has a piece on Birchas Hananin in the Sefer on Dvarim where he says there are different kinds of Svaras. The Svaras that the Gemara talks about that you don't need a pasuk for, it's Svaras Daraisa, Hamosa Mechaver Lavaraya. If you go to the average guy on the street and ask him if that makes sense, they would say, sure. You want to take my shirt? Prove it, that it's yours. Pesha Asa Pesha Hiter. That's logical. But if you go over to the guy on the street and say, you think it's logical to make brachas? I would say, what are you talking about? Are you over the average non-Jew? What are you talking about? That's an emotional, a religious svara. That's not a purely intellectual svara. When the Gemara says, by those two cases, those, Rav Asher Weitz says, those are intellectual svaras. Those are pure svara that anybody in the world could think of. That's on the level of Daraisa. But when it comes to an emotional svara, a religious svara, we're stealing from God. So what if somebody doesn't believe in God? Chas v'shalom. What if somebody doesn't have that attitude? So it's not on the same level of Svara. So that would answer the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha related to Svara. So that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says here, that this is a mitzvah that's basically, it's very Svaradic. If this carbon symbolizes our connection to God, somebody rejects that connection to God, so of course he shouldn't take part in this mitzvah. Okay, continuing. Says the Chinuch, v'noheges b'scharmu v'nekevis, it applies to men and women, b'zman abayis yeisham Pesach. When there's a carbon Pesach. V'over aleha v'he'echil mimenu l'beinecha. What if I violate? What if I violate and I give a piece to a mumar? Over a lav, I violate, get a los assay, then the mincha, the sefer chinuch adds, the ain bo malchus. You don't get malchus. Why? Why don't you get malchus? So the Kesef Mishnah says you don't get malchus, that piece I read before in Karban Pesach. You don't get malchus because it's not explicit. You need an explicit lav. The Torah has to say, lo al yishomer pen. One of those four words, Yishamar pen alulo, related to an act that you're going to do. It has to be explicit. But here says the Kesef Mishnah, because it's learned out from lo yochal, and really the answer is machil, it's feeding, it's not eating, so it's not explicit in the Torah. Okay, we can handle that reason. But what does the Chinuch say? You don't get malchus, lefi she'ein bo maisa. It doesn't have a maisa. It doesn't have a maisa. Ask the Minchas Chinuch in Os Tes, what is he talking about? What do you mean there's no maisa? You're giving the food to the mumar. Why don't you get malchus here? Amai lo avi maisa, and machilo biyadayim. You put it into his mouth. Ve'afilu emrak nosin lo vachol. Even, oh, you want to say that you, if you give it to him, he still has the choice whether to eat it or not? But still, if you stuck it in his mouth, you should get malchus. If he doesn't have a choice, you stuck avlo bebeis abliya. Lama lo nechsha maisa, v'lama lo yoke. He says, what's the difference between this case and the Gemara talks about a case, if I put kilayim on my friend, I get malchus. What's the difference? I put shatnez on my friend, he's wearing shatnez, I did a maisa on him, I'm chayav malchus. I was the one that was malbish him. Mashe, if I give him the food, I don't get him. Why is the same about maisa? Doesn't understand it. Tzarech Ian, he does not give an answer. So beforehand, the Minchas Tzedek wonders, why doesn't the Ochel get malchus? Why doesn't he violate? And here he says, why doesn't the Machel get malchus? Strong kasha. Tzarech Ian, we have to work on some answers. Just one suggestion, and maybe then we'll say one more thing and finish. And that is, sometimes we find that there's a requirement for a Maisa, even though it's not called a Lav Sheish Bo Maisa. For example, the Rambam by Losach, beginning of Hilchas Gezela, the Rambam says, the Avera of coveting something from my friend. The Rambam says, it's an Isser to covet. And you don't violate the Avera until you covet it so much that you force him to sell it to you. You don't get the Isser Daraisa of Losachman until you say, come on, please, please, can I have it, can I have it, can I have it? Until he sells it to you. Next line of the Rambam. You don't get Malchus because it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Two lines in a row. The word before, Aleph Tes and Hilchas Gezela. First, the Rambam says you don't get Malchus, you don't violate the Isser until you force the guy to sell it to you. The very next line, but you don't get Malchus because it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. But you don't violate till there is a Maisa. So many of the Achronim explain that inherently lo sachmon is an iser shebelev. It's in the heart. And maisa is, that's just a measurement, that's just a shear in how badly in your heart you want it. The iser is belev, but it's so much ingrained in your heart that you force the guy to sell it. Wow, that's really, and now you violate, but it's really inherently an iser belev. That's why it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, that's just a shear. So maybe one could suggest something here too. The real iser is facilitating him getting it. Facilitating or breaking the bris, you have to say something like that, breaking the bris between the Karban Pesach and ourselves, something that's not connected to the act per se of giving it to him. And that the act per se would just be a shear in how much you're breaking the bris between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, we don't have time to develop it, but that could be one idea. Just one more thought to mention, and that is the obviously, in the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Oz Beis that regarding this halacha, if somebody does tshuva, they're obviously going to be able to take part in the Karban Pesach. This isn't one of the halachas that there's something that stays on the status. Other halachos, there might be. There's a machlokas rishonim, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. If you have a mumar kohen, is he allowed a duchen even after he does tshuva? That's a machlokas rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch's first opinion is no. Just like we paskin, that if somebody's a mumar, kohen, he cannot work in the Beis HaMikdash anymore, he's permanently stained, so too when it comes to duchening, because duchening is like avoda. The second day of which the Ramah says we're mako for is, no, once he does tshuva, it's okay, he could duchen. But again, regarding this halacha, that's discussion in Oz Beis. Regarding this halacha, l'chora, if he does tshuva, for sure it would be okay. One final interesting point, and that is the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Ches discusses how much do you have to give the mumar to violate. We know by every iser achila, you have to eat a kezias, as we've discussed. The Rambam says kezias in Hilchas Karban Pesach. But here he says, is it an iser of eating, or is it an iser of feeding? Maybe an iser of feeding, is that an iser of eating? Maybe it has less requirement. There's no shear of a kezias. That's his suffix. He's not sure whether it's dafka kezias or not. That's his discussion in Os Ches. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, everybody should have a good Shabbos, and we'll continue on Sunday with the mitzvah of not giving a ger toshav, a piece of the Karban Pesach.